Hey, nice to have you with us. Well, let's find out how healthy this is overall with Elizabeth Bray, who's a registered nutritionist in Somerset and runs Body Balanced Nutrition. Hello.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A spam sandwich and half an avocado. What do you think every day?
Well, I think the avocado is brilliant. It's really high in omega-3, lots of nutrients. It's a great thing to be eating. The spam sandwich, well, if it suits the lady that's following this diet, that's absolutely, you know, great. And we're all different. And that could be, that's only part of her diet. So we'd be looking at overall nutrients through the day. So I think that's lovely. I think, you know, obviously works for her. And we're all different.
This is a good one. Pauline in Burnham says, I know a farmer who has never married and never left Somerset. I don't know why that's important.
Yeah.
he had a mild heart attack as a young man and blamed his mother for the fry-ups she cooked him. Since then, he's eaten nothing but fruitcake. And like the lady you spoke to earlier, he makes slabs of it himself, cuts it up, freezes it. He catches the bus once a month to Bridgewater to buy all the ingredients. This has probably been over 30 years. He still farms and he's really healthy.
Yeah.
Fruitcake every day. Valerie in Chard earlier was telling us about cake. She eats 4 slices every day for 30 years.
I was listening to Valerie as well earlier, yeah. I think the cake as well. I think Valerie mentioned about the additives in processed bought cake, and this is the issue. It does depend what's being used to make the cake. It's always down to the ingredients and not the fact that it's just broad-ranging a cake. So it could be free-range eggs that are being used. They could be using flours that may not be wheat, that are things like coconut flour, rye flour. There are lots of alternatives, but it may not be. It could be just a really nice sort of whole grain wheat flour. So, and there are lots of sugar alternatives as well that can be used in cakes. So things like coconut palm sugar, honey, and so on. So, but also, of course, in the shop-bought cakes, there are lots of other additives, so preservatives, and a much higher content of sugars and salts and so on.
So if you're going to have the same thing, every day, then make it yourself, maybe.
Definitely, make your own. Much
would you
healthier.
Not get bored, do you think, if you had the same thing every day?
Sorry?
Would you get bored?
Personally, yes, I think I would, yes. But I think they're all basic foods that we all enjoy that we tend to go back to, that are important for us, for whatever reason.
Do you not think it's a bit of a shame, though, because there's so much you could eat?
Well, yeah, there's such a broad range of foods out there, and also we're so lucky living here in Somerset because of all the locally produced vegetables, fruits. There's so much around us that we can be eating, and the sort of sound nutritional advice is to eat a rainbow every day. And the more densely coloured those foods are, the vegetables and the fruits, the higher in nutrients they are, and the better they are for us. So, and the fact is that we're eating a much lower range of foods across our diet than our ancestors were. And partly because we're based where we are and we tend to just go and buy our foods rather than going out and searching for it.
Well, thank you for your advice. It sounds like you've got a hungry dog in the background that's demanding its own food.
Yeah.
Which you'd better go and deal with, Elizabeth. Thank you. Elizabeth Bray, a registered nutritionist. It's